Live, on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite on this Wednesday, July 10th. It is Mr. Sommer's
Pump Day.
That's right. We've taken the camel even to the Wisconsin, Northern Wisconsin State Fair here at Chippewa Falls. We are joined live on location here by the host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8 on Civic Media, Mr. Pat Kreitlow, live and in person off the pontoon from Lake Wissota. Welcome.
Welcome back to the Chippewa Valley. You are a bad penny. We just can't exactly get rid of you. And we're thrilled about that. Welcome back to Chippewa Falls. Welcome to the fair. Welcome to the best of the state fairs across Wisconsin.
Well, we're happy.
I mean, the folks in West Allis and Marshfield, I mean, you're giving it your best. This is the place to be this weekend.
Well, it's fantastic to be here. And also joining us at the table right now, the Vice President of Civic Media, Aaron Carreno, from 105.7 CFW, our music station up here. Aaron, you're in charge of all of our music properties across the state of Wisconsin for Civic Media. Thanks for being here. It's exciting. And thank you for letting us share the CFW booth.
Well, I'm just glad I got an invite. I'm just disappointed Pat didn't bring me on the lake earlier. Apparently, I missed the memo, apparently.
In time. The boat's only so big.
Yeah. That's the next step to do a show on the pontoon.
Yes.
We're looking forward to that.
This is a gradual approach. No, we're happy to be here. And we kicked off the fair unofficially last night with Mike McKay, our morning host on 105.7, doing the favorite fair food competition. So he was judging all the new food and emceeing that with everybody. And it was a really great way to start the fair. They hadn't done that in 10 years.
Really?
They brought that back after 10 years.
Wow, that is exciting to be here. Those watching on the stream, and if you haven't, tune into Facebook, YouTube. We always appreciate you subscribing, as they say, on the YouTube channel. And also on Twix, as Craig Ferguson likes to call it. Not Twitter, not X, but Twix. We're live streaming. You can see on the stream here, we are right in Building C. C as in Charlie or cat. Stop on by, say hi to us. And a little bit later, Mr. Carreno. Park?
Cow. It's the fair.
Oh, cow. Sorry.
Cows everywhere here.
I thought it was C as in Kreitlow, but no, it's a K.
There we go again. It's also for folks who do come here with any regularity. It's where you always find the political booths. So you'll notice the Republican booth is just over our shoulder here. The Democratic booth is just over this way. And no shortage of gadgets and other things that you can perhaps sample or buy or subscribe to. This is a place not just of food, not just of rides, but of commerce.
And how appropriate, we're right in between the Republican and the Democratic booth.
How Civic appropriate,
media, right?
Indeed. Look at us.
Look at us,
yeah,
positioning.
Perfect placement, you guys.
Right.
Perfect placement.
That's exactly where we want to be.
Yep.
This is fantastic. By the way, Trigvi Olson is joining us. He is on his way. He flew into the Minneapolis airport. He is driving right now. He'll be joining us just a little bit later.
I like how first he says, well, he's stuck in traffic.
Right.
I'm like, Chippewa Falls. In Chippewa Falls, if you're stuck in traffic, you're either behind a hay wagon or a Buick. Okay? There's no other way, but clearly it must be a Twin Cities construction thing.
Well, probably. But he's looking forward to it. And then tomorrow we're gonna be over in River Falls, his hometown. It's the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days. We're gonna be set up at one of the local establishments there along with the Chamber of Commerce, talking about all the great things. And Aaron, of course, that's close to our Civic Media properties over in St. Croix and Hayward.
Yeah, it sure is. 95.7 St. Croix Country, also a great station, and this is such a fun part of the state to be in and spending some time in. And everybody that we've met here so far, at least on my end, has just been absolutely wonderful. I'm starting to wonder if Trigvi didn't stop at the Lining Kugels facility and make a pit stop on his way here.
Neither confirm nor deny.
Right. Well, we'll talk about more of this more when Trigvi gets here, but on yesterday's show, we were at, by the way, thank you to the Dells Army Ducks for hosting us yesterday. It was fantastic. Jason, the owner down there in the Dells, and also Jack, our duck driver, drove us around a little bit so we could do a social media post. We had a great time. Thank you to all of you in the Dells. And yesterday we asked our listeners, Trigvi came up with this, you know, we want to do something for the local folks. So we asked the listeners, should Kreitlow, Todd, and Trigvi have a competition amongst ourselves, either with the whack-a-mo, with the this one is like a game of chance. The lucky duck where you draw a duck out of the stream, or the water cannon race where you have to hit a target with water cannons and then you race a horse. The listeners spoke. We're doing the water cannon challenge a little bit later, absolutely, and the loser has to buy the other guys food over at the Optimist stand. All that goes to a good cause locally. And Pat, you're apparently a ringer because tell people.
I have won numerous stuffed animals through that very game here at this very fair.
Knew it.
For kids and then grandkids. I have practice at this. I was a medalist in Montreal in 76 in this event. Mark Spitz, it was his Olympics, but he came in second in that one. Yeah, you're up against some spirited competition here, Mike.
Well, I have a feeling I'll be buying brats and cheese curds and Leinenkugel over at the Optimist stand.
You
so.
Could do worse.
We yes. could do worse. We yes. can, it's a great cause. Aaron Carrell, first of all, congratulations on the new title of VP. You're going to be overseeing all of our properties across Civic Media. I'm excited for that, but you've been overseeing the music stations up until now. Tell folks a little bit, particularly in the Chippewa Valley, kind of the redo on CFW, what's going on there, what people can expect when they listen here in the Chippewa Valley.
Yeah, we've revamped 105.7 CFW with a full air staff, and we brought in Mike McKay, who's a very
the word you're looking for is
legendary.
Yes, here in the Chippewa
legendary
Valley.
Personality here to wake up Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley every morning between 6 and 10 a.m. And then we've got full air staff throughout the day. We have a great show at night, Throwback Nation Radio, and we're just excited to reinvigorate our audience and get ourselves back out into the communities. And being places like here at the fair are a great way to talk to people and get to know people. And so, you know, I'm just really proud of everything that we've done so far. We've got a lot of great contests and a lot of great opportunities to be out and about in the area as we continue throughout the year.
Well, you should be, because Raleigh and Pat, you know, basically started and ran CFW for many years, where FM means fine music, folks. You remember it well. They're still at 105.7, but the music's been upgraded. It's got a great sound. It's got, you know, personality. But then to also now take the 93.5 frequency and turn that into, you know, part of the talk network here on Civic Media just gives the Chippewa Falls area and the entire Chippewa Valley such a great 1-2 punch in radio. You add Mike McKay. I pity the foolish... Foolish people who had him once and don't have him now. We have him here. Your loss. Two great stations to listen to around here.
He's not going anywhere as far as I'm concerned. And the 80s, 90s, and more is our slogan for the radio station. We really, truly play a great blend of music. Songs that everybody knows. Upbeat, positive music. I'm imagining we've got a Blondie fan over here and probably a Van Halen fan over here. And maybe I'll stick to Madonna. So.
Sure, why not? Yeah. It's something for everyone. And, you know, Pat, you hit on it. And Aaron, kind of pick up and talk about this from Civic Media as a whole, whether it's CFW or whether it's the news talk station, the TAP. What Civic Media really is about is doing exactly what you're doing now with this reboot, is ingraining ourselves and being embedded in the community, having local voices like Pat on the talk side, like Mike on the music side, people that they already know, our friends and neighbors, and focus on the hometown first.
It's always important. We say this a lot, to inform, engage, and entertain. Mm-hmm. And with these music stations, we truly want to entertain and bring back the familiarity of what people are used to and want, and the people that have helped shape the entertainment business here locally. People like Mike, having great news content on our sister station, and with Pat here, it's truly a win-win all the way around.
It's just a great rebirth, because we've seen what has happened to local radio. We've seen how it has become so cookie-cutter and satellite-based and generic, and to be able to put local flavor back into it from both a music and a news talk standpoint shows you that, you know, local programming isn't dead. Creativity isn't dead. Right. Talk about local and state politics isn't dead. And community radio is far from it. But we just needed some folks to kickstart it, and that is exactly what Civic Media has done here.
Well, I'm excited. Aaron, talk a little bit about other things going on civic-wide. I mean, what kind of, we're approaching the election, obviously. We have plans to be at the Republican National Convention. We're going to be covering that in Milwaukee next week, and then we're going to be down in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention in August. But, I mean, it's an exciting time to be a part of Civic Media.
Yeah, you'll be able to find us pretty much all over the state, whether it's your local festival, whether it's one of the conventions. This week is Fair Week, as I like to say. We're here in the Chippewa Valley at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And then our Baraboo station later this week will be broadcasting live, and I'll be there too at the Sauk County Fair.
Oh, so that's a great
fair. Whether it's Milwaukee or whether it's covering the conventions, getting to know our neighbors, I mean, this is what we're all about, and these are the types of events and opportunities that our listeners will be able to take part in.
Have you been here to the Northern Fair before?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. This is my first time.
And I'm so impressed just from walking in the gates, the smells, the sounds, the sights.
Yep. Yeah.
How long do you guys want me here? Because I kind of
want
to get back out there.
No, we'll let you go in a couple of minutes here.
And then folks can come back for the other events that take place around here. Oktoberfest is the big one, which mm-hmm. will take place later this September, where there will be three different stages of bands playing polkas and also other tunes as well. And all kinds of other gatherings that go on here. The grandstand was rebuilt some time ago, so we can get some big-name shows in here. It just makes it such a wonderful place to call home.
I want to touch a little bit about those grandstand shows, because the entertainment that has been brought in this year is truly phenomenal. We've got Mark Martel, who has performed in the Bohemian Rhapsody. He's a great Queen. He's the frontman of Freddie Mercury. I mean, he can really truly emulate Freddie Mercury's voice. He's on the main stage tonight, and we do have a pair of tickets for that. Also, tomorrow night is one of our favorite country icons of the current day. Lee Bryce will be on the line in Kugel's main stage. And then an artist that I grew up listening to throughout the years, Ludacris, is coming here to the main stage. And Charlie Behrens, our very own Wisconsin beloved comedian, will be here on Saturday night. So, I mean, this is a very, very robust lineup of incredible talent that here at the fair.
It really is.
And they really don't have any standards for who they let in the gate here.
Look who the cat drug in. Just, come on in, Trigby. We'll move the load stuff or whatever. Yeah.
Actually, it's all those Civic Media
t-shirts. Would you like
t-shirts? A shirt? We have Civic Media t-shirts.
This has been right on time. Look, fresh in from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., our host, co-host here for the week on the Todd and Trigby What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour, Olson, senior advisor.
Don't toss my cookies back there. I've got a little bucket of cookies back there. We don't want those.
Welcome, Trigby. How are you doing?
I've seen the entire fairgrounds, Todd. I wandered all over the place.
It's fantastic. Well,
in other words, we gave him bad directions.
Here, by the way, Pat, here's your birthday gift belated. Here's your very own duck call from the Wisconsin Army Ducks.
Aw, I'll use that at some point, yes.
your kids, your grandkids at least, maybe.
Grandkids are, I'm going to get so sick of this tonight when I give it to a 10-year-old.
Aaron Carrell, thank you very much for stopping by.
Appreciate
it, my friend.
Thank
Have
you.
A great fair. Come back with Patrick and come back with Trigby and your phone calls and more. We are live at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. It's the Todd Allball Show for Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in beautiful Chippewa Falls. Joining us here at the table in Building C, as in cows. I got it right that time, Patrick.
Yeah, there you go.
C as in cow. We are live here at the table with Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio. With his fresh duck call.
That's the duck call you gave me?
That's the call from the Wisconsin Dells
duck
Army
right there.
Ducks.
Yeah, put that next to my bag of mini donuts.
And also the Lincoln Project Senior Advisor, Trigby Olson, fresh off the plane and drove all the way from the Twin Cities here to Chippewa Falls. He joins us at the table. Welcome, Trigby. Nice to have you back in Wisconsin.
Oh, it's good to be back in Wisconsin.
I feel like I haven't seen you since I was a small boy, and you were captain of the football team back then.
I was just thinking I probably haven't been in Chippewa Falls. Well, maybe the Zine campaign, but so it's been a while.
Zingers.
Those were the days. Those were the days.
I have a hard time remembering things in Chippewa Falls because I got Dak playing hockey by some guy from Chi High. I got concussed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're okay now.
They're tough. They grow them tough here in Chippewa Falls.
They do.
Clearly, it knocks some sense.
I hope I don't see that guy here.
Well, it's great to have you both here. And, again, thanks to Aaron Carreno, our Vice President of Civic Media, for stopping by and talking about all the great things happening at 105.7 CFW on the radio side. And we're going to give away some of those tickets a little bit later, guys, for people here on the ground who want to go to that Freddie Mercury tribute show tonight. And we're looking forward to that. So Carreno wants to get a shot here for the social. So we'll give him a quick.
We got paparazzi here while we're doing the show.
A big shout out, by the way, to my little sister, Heather Glory.
I was going
to
say, let's give proper credit, because there are people following on social media who were wondering if the show would even take place on time, because the star of the show got here and decided that the real star of the show should be the many fans who are crowding behind us here. Well, there might be some later.
Pat, did you see what happened on yesterday's show? A guy literally went and bought chocolates and shots for Todd and brought them
to the tugboat location between now and 2 o'clock. But you know, normally in these fair booths, you know, the table is outward facing, and Todd realized that for folks watching on you know, social media video, all they'd see behind was a plain blue curtain. Right. And Todd Alba, being a man of the people, wanted the people behind him. So he and his wonderful sister were feverishly reconfiguring the booth here, turning the table around, the lights, the cameras, the TV monitor behind us, so that it could be a proper broadcast studio.
We tried.
And all it's gotten you so far is a threat to be arrested by the guy in the booth across the way who thinks that these TV lights are too bright. And I might have to agree, because we also got a complaint from the air traffic control tower at the Chippewa Valley Airport a few miles down the road. But you can see us, social media watchers, and that's what counts. So good job out of the two of you.
Thank you. That's actually a true story. He just told the person across, the person that has the booth across him has complained that the lights are giving him a headache. I said, it's 2 hours. It'll be done.
2 hours, and you can look in the, you know, out of 180 degrees, you can look in so many other directions.
Exactly.
Don't gaze lovingly at the top. All the show. No, that's
nothing to see here. Just keep on moving.
The guy across the way, he's probably from Minnesota. Because there's no way someone from Wisconsin would just be like, hey, friend, could you turn down the lights?
Right? Yeah. Well, there's no dimmer switch, so I can't. It's either on or off.
I'll tell you what, are these new lights? Because
they're working.
Yeah.
I might be doing more remote shows when there are tours of the state.
We work on the lights. We'll work on the lights. I'm doing the best I can.
Hey,
my lovely
Pat
sister.
Does know that I invited on a guest tomorrow who has a long history with Pat?
No, he does not know
this. Has some good Pat stories.
Oh, tell me more.
No, I can't tell you. It's a surprise guest.
Oh, all right.
Long history with you, Pat.
Surprise guest in River Falls. I have an idea.
He's seen you, and I'm sure you do.
I
said you go back further with the wife.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
To the very start of
this is your wife, Pat
Cartlow. Now you know who I'm talking about.
That's called a tease, folks.
It is a tease. It is a tease.
Tune in to learn all the sordid details.
Yeah, right. Well, the details here.
He watches on Wednesdays when we're on, because he likes you and that.
Oh,
long history with both of us.
Well, very good. The news here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is it's a great time to have. This morning, by the way, I stopped by the fair office. You had a great guy this morning, Rusty.
Rusty Volk, yep.
Rusty Volk. This guy is quintessential Wisconsin.
Oh, yes. Oh,
he
is Mr. Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
We've invited him on to the show. I'm not sure if he's going to show up, but we invited him.
He might remember. He might have the other thousand things to do. I already saw him bouncing around the parking lot in his golf cart, you know, giving encouragement to all the young ladies who were pointing at where to park, you know, and helping them out. And I'm sure he probably milked a cow 10 minutes ago, and he's probably selling some of that nonstick cookware as we speak over at that booth.
See, that's what I love about these fairs is like the sham wow guy, you know, and the dicing and cutting guy. I mean, all these great booths in addition to local kids showing their animals.
Guilty.
I mean, it's everything.
Guilty. Last year at a fair, we got one of these extension poles so that you could scrub the siding on your house.
Oh, yeah.
Up at the top, attach a garden hose to that.
Nice.
We've picked up a fancy broom, a high-tech broom.
See?
It's not really high-tech, but it did work well. The hot tub that we have was a state fair purchase from. We're walking past and we look into it. They had such a good sale price. So, yes, there are deals to be found here at this fair.
It's funny you mentioned hot tub because, of course, yesterday we didn't know where we were going to do a show until the audience told us, and we made it. And I was telling my sister, well, if we can't get into the state fair, I said, you know, but they have a hot tub. I said, we can have Kreitlow and Trigby and be in your hot tub. And she's like,
you know that we're either doing the pontoon show or at least the backyard show on the lake at some point here.
Absolutely. I'm in.
So the next tour, we have at least one person who wants us to do it from a backyard barbecue. And we thought your pontoon boat would be good, except if Todd brings these lights, we'll have the Coast Guard and the DNR thinking that we're spearfishing.
Okay.
And honestly, Pat, they're not arresting you and I. We're just giving them Todd.
Right, it's all ball. It's all ball. Well, we're going to come back as we've held off this week and with Trivi talking a lot of politics because we were at private businesses. And when we go to businesses, we like to just talk about what makes Wisconsin great and keep it positive. And we're going to talk a lot about today what makes Wisconsin great here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair at Chippewa Falls. But we're going to also get into a little bit what's happening, been happening over the last, few days, been a busy day last few days politically. Going to talk a little bit about Project 2025. The current Republican nominee or presumptive nominee is playing a Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. I see nothing, I hear nothing, I know nothing about Project 2025. And we're going to get Trigby's take on the election as it stands right now through his sources as well. So take your phone calls if you want to talk politics with Trigby and Pat, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We're going to, I guess, leave it there. We're getting ready to head towards a break here. We have a little sports for you, a little weather from Brittany Merlot and all of our great team, and also an ag update from Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report. Again, here, what's better than that?
I talked to you yesterday in the booth over here, promotes Farm Technology Days, which is just down the road in Cadott, August 13th through the 15th. We're gonna see Pam there in person.
Well, of course, Pam Yonke on the Civic Media Radio Network with the Midwest Farm Report. She'll be at Farm Technology Days, and to our right here, we have great folks from Wisconsin Department of Ag. We'll see if one of them wants to come over and talk about what's happening, because agriculture, as you know, Pat, in this part of the state, as in most parts of the state, so very instrumental.
Who wouldn't want to come talk to you as long as they bring welder's glasses? So
we'll come on back. Stay tuned. More with Kreitlow, Olson, and you on the All Ball Show live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't stare at the eclipse.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin, Northern Wisconsin State Fair at Chippewa Falls. We are live on location with the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well done, Mr. Zomer, is back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Yes, we've refigured our lights so that Kreitlow and Olson don't go blind and we don't get put in jail by our booth buddy across the way here. Welcome back. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the Courier News Service. And also, it is Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, and he is now with the Lincoln Project fighting for democracy and against Trumpism. And of course, Trivi grew up in River Falls, Wisconsin, so we're not too far away from his home stomping ground. And speaking of that, we will be in River Falls tomorrow for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days. Really looking forward to that. And then on Friday, we're going to originate the show from our official booth and table at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Trivi and I will both be there next week in Milwaukee, along with Terry Bell and a cast of thousands, to bring you all the news and perspective for the Republican National Convention. Gentlemen, we haven't done a lot of politics on this show so far.
Did you just say you're going to be in Milwaukee on Friday?
Yes.
In River Falls tomorrow?
Yes.
Yep.
Who underwrites this show? Is it Exxon or who?
I mean, it's me in a truck. That's it. That's
can you imagine if we had, you know, high-speed rail in the state that you could do this traveling so much easier?
That'd be amazing.
Anyway, well, just wanted to make sure I heard correctly.
Did you see that the Amtrak line that they have from St. Paul to Chicago is profitable?
Borealis is already profitable.
Within 11 days, it's already profitable.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thanks, Scott Walker.
Yeah, thanks so much,
buddy.
Good job.
Nice work, buddy. Mm-hmm. By the way, people should check out my tweet about Scott Walker today.
Oh, Robinson.
I tweeted back at him. It almost has as many likes as his tweet does. And his tweet got put out by the Trump campaign, so there you go. I had a little fun with it. I gave him Bible verses right back in his face.
That's good for you, Trigby. We haven't talked a lot because when we go to a private business, we try to to keep it non-political out of respect for them. But here we are at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair today. We're going to talk more about it, all the great things going on. But I think, guys, especially having, Pat, you as a former Democratic state legislator representing this area, Trigvy is a former Republican like myself, and Trigvy, of course, those who might not have seen before, has worked for national figures such as John McCain and Mitch McConnell. In a past life, he also is banned by Vladimir Putin himself from Russia for the work he did over in Eastern Europe.
You can tell he's still really busted up over it.
Exactly.
As I told them when they said that I couldn't come back to Russia, I didn't really want to go back to your country again. Anyway,
there you go.
But so I think it's appropriate we take a minute here, kind of reflect over the last few days what's been happening nationally, and get your sense of both of this. First of all, I want to just kind of take this whole, I'll call it the Biden situation. After the debate, a lot of people, there were some people calling for him to get out. I know on various news programs, Pat, including yours, I think the question needs to be raised is when people are calling on President Biden to get out, where are all the news media editorials calling for a 34-time convicted felon plus in Donald Trump to get out? Look, I'm not gaslighting anybody. Joe Biden had a terrible debate. He did not look good. No, I don't think anybody with a brain can deny that. But he's also been in Wisconsin and done remarkably well. He's gone on other shows and done well. He is still the Democratic nominee as we sit here today. I don't think any of us or anybody else is going to change that. And as Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project, Trigvy, your boss, points out, no matter who is on the Democratic ticket in November, it is 1,000 times better than the alternative in Donald Trump. Pat Kreitler, what do you say?
I say, let me answer first because Trigvy's already hitting the cookies over here. Folks watching on video, this was a nice clean table when we started.
I wanted you to get the answer first.
It's got a bag of mini donuts on here. It's got the cookies. It's got the lemonade. Of course, a little bag to carry all your things that you pick up at the fair.
A packer bag? That's great.
Yeah. Yep. Look, I don't want to be too redundant on what I've said before, but if Joe Biden thought that he might not be up to the job, he would have made that determination several months ago, at least 9 to 12 months ago,
right,
and to give his vice president a long runway.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing new here unless he had a stroke and we didn't know about it or something. He is a man in his 80s who did not perform well one night. He's given a lot of great talks since then. He's assured people that he's going to be in the race. The rest of it is all parlor games because the only option is Joe Biden takes himself out of consideration so that his vice president can run, or he runs. Mm-hmm. There's no other option. All these folks that are talking about a wide open, let's really have fun with this. It's like, can we get real? That's not what's going to happen. And the focus, rightly as you put it, needs to be on the guy who's a convicted criminal, who is a criminal defendant in three other cases, who tried to overthrow an American election. And by the way, whose platform, in Project 2025, is, it's a death warrant for so much of what truly makes America great. Did I give you enough time for the cookies and donuts to go down?
I think I'll have another cookie.
Okay, no, you go ahead.
Trigvy, you talk to people nationally. Obviously, as a former Republican, there are people that still talk to you off the record. But you also have Democratic contacts in D.C. where you still live. What's the lay of the land nationally on this race right now?
The debate was what it was. Ultimately, the person who has to decide about whether he's going to be, whether he's running or not is Joe Biden. And I think Joe Biden has been pretty clear about what he thinks and that he's staying in the race. He's currently, and I was listening to it as I was driving over here, he's currently at NATO where he just gave a whale of a speech. Quite frankly, it's a speech Donald Trump wouldn't give. It's a speech that Ronald Reagan probably would have given. As I was listening to it, I was thinking, wow, the Republican Party really is no longer that peace through strength Reagan-esque understanding that there's an evil empire. And that's what's being seen when children's hospitals in Kyiv are being hit. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, Vladimir Putin, you mentioned Putin. If he could be hitting a children's hospital in Madison, Wisconsin, or Beaver Dam, or right here in Chippewa Falls, he would be doing it.
He would.
Mm-hmm. He would be doing it. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden gets that. Donald Trump does not get that. And quite frankly, a lot of people in the Republican Party, some of the people he's talking about as his potential running mates, like J.D. Vance, seem to really not get it.
Yeah.
So that choice that we have, and from a Lincoln Project perspective, we have said from the outset, our job is to keep Donald Trump out of the White House and to defeat Trumpism. And it really is outside our lane who ultimately is the Democratic candidate. We're focused on pointing out that, you know, that Donald Trump is backing and is autocrat intention signaling what he plans to do if he comes into office. And Democrats are going to have to make a choice whether who is the best to defeat him. That is really for us to say.
And whatever Trump is promising, his autocratic agenda is not going to be good for you.
No.
For you, Mr. and Ms. Middle America. It's
well,
not.
And here's the other thing, Pat. I would go a step further. You know, there's a lot of evangelical Republicans who are strongly pro-life and believe, you know, different than I do, sort of more of a libertarian conservative, but believe that abortion should be a nationwide abortion ban should happen.
Right.
And that has been the language of the Republican platform. If you don't think Donald Trump is an autocrat, and Mike Pence pointed this out, like, they just went and stripped it unilaterally, what it had been, because it's in Donald Trump's interest. And for them who are thinking about and have demonstrated a lot of fidelity to Donald Trump, they should really think about that because, quite frankly, Donald Trump's going to do whatever he has to do to stay in power.
Off the text line, listening via WAUK in Waukesha, Andrew in Maine makes this comment, I think it's good, about Putin, says, quote, don't get it or don't care that Putin would attack the U.S. And I think that's a great point, guys. Trigby, we know, you in particular, know people in our former party, the Republican Party, they're not intellectual idiots like some people may think based on their public comments. They do get it. They understand that Putin's a threat. And is it that they really don't care that it's transactional, that their lust for power is more important than the country?
No, I don't think they care. And I mean, you know, I was showing you guys, I took a little shot at Scott Walker because he's got a picture of himself literally wrapped in the American flag, kissing Donald Trump's posterior. And saying how proud he is that he's going to be cheering the campaign for Donald Trump in the state. Look at what Scott Walker said in 2016
right.
about Donald Trump. And
right.
he can rationalize it 36 ways from Sunday, and he can tweet all the Bible verses he wants. But the man is putting faith in false prophets.
Right.
And quite frankly, he'll have to answer for that. But they will rationalize it in any way that they possibly have to.
Pat Kreitlow, give us the lay of the land up here in northern Wisconsin, because Trigby has made the point, and Lincoln Project and other groups he is affiliated with, they deep dive, they know the numbers, and this election in Wisconsin most likely will be won along the interstates, basically. I-39 up to La Crosse, Eau Claire, then over on 29, Wausau to the Fox Valley.
Chippewa Falls.
And Chippewa Falls. So tell us up here, Pat Kreitlow, what's the feel up here with voters? Is this a real inroad that people are just disenfranchised with Biden? Are people Trump-tastic up here? What's going on?
I don't know that I'd say Trump-tastic, but they will give him, of all people, the benefit of the doubt.
Trump,
because the world didn't blow up the first time. Mm. And so, therefore, a lot of this is, in their minds, you know, fear-mongering or being blown out of proportion, when the fact of the matter is a lot of it was Trump's learning curve, having no political experience. And he's made quite clear now that if he gets back in, there are no more guardrails, and that, you know, the path to the most extreme positions on any given issue are the path he wants to take. But voters up here, you know, are more inclined to give him the benefit of the doubt and to look at performance, such as on a debate stage, rather than Biden's record of accomplishment or Trump's lack of any accomplishment. And so some of the real keys to turning around that impression will be from people like Trigby and all kinds of other either former Republicans or non-Trump Republicans. What do you call them?
Red Dawn Conservatives.
Red Dawn Conservatives and
Dobbs Dads.
The folks there that when you can hit a particular issue, here's how he has hurt you this way, or here's how he is absolutely going to hurt you in some other way. Then this is not a tough job, but
right.
you still have to do the work for somebody to listen to that and say, oh, yeah, he really wouldn't be good for me. Biden's old, but you know, this guy would not be good for me, Trump.
So, Trigvi, pick up on what Pat just said there. As someone who's worked against autocrats around the world and knows this stuff, you've literally written about it, these rules of autocrats, because I hear Pat on Up North News Radio talk about it. I hear Jane Matinera and Greg Bach on Matinera on Air from 10 to noon before us talk about it. Project 2025. And the reality is, Pat's right. There are a lot of folks who, A, haven't heard about this, and B, they're like, dude, you watch too many sci-fi movies or West Wing. That will never happen. Talk to us about this.
So if you guys haven't seen it or listeners haven't seen it, we put out an ad 2 days ago. It's been seen by 3.4 million people, basically laying out what a Trump next term would look like and what Project 2025 means in the context of that. And it's about 4 minutes long. We don't usually do long content. We do 15 seconds, 30 seconds. To Pat's point, ironically, and Pat, I hope there's others in the Democratic Party who are hearing your message. We were just having a conversation today, given how that ad resonated, that we need to start in states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Arizona, putting it in a local context like we did with Carrie Lake and with Tim Michaels last time. We get that. I hope that the Biden campaign at some point stops talking about process and starts talking about it more. I will say the vice president did a great job of conveying that to African-American voters in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And you're right. That's the work that has to be done as the follow-up. Democrats are so guilty cycle after cycle of saying, oh, the voters will just get it. They'll figure it out. No. And I'm not saying you talk down to the voters. I'm saying you have to find a message and repeat it over and over and over again. And it's got to hit them right in the kitchen table or the back pocket or the values that make them love their family. And if you do that, it can work. It's just that the folks on my side of the aisle have the darndest time actually getting whatever it is, their stuff together to put that kind of message out.
Yeah, it's an important one. I appreciate what you're doing, Pat, and your show, and Jane, and others on our network, and what you guys are doing at Lincoln Project.
Here's what I would say, and this is one of the things, one of the first times Pat and I talked. Pat understands you got to build narratives, not just throw out policies.
That's right.
More stories from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls after this. Don't go anywhere. Who could Trump pick as his VP? We'll find out on the other side. It's the All Balls Show for Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead.
Pursuing a cough button wherever we can find it.
Pursuing your wife because I might need a doctor here in a second.
It's just a little sugar from the mini donut. Oh, you don't need a gynecologist for that. Honestly.
If you wondered whether we were live or on tape, the answer is clearly this is live radio.
Here's the answer. Let's change gears here. This text in from Up North News reporter Selena Heller. Hey, how do I get one of those cool Civic Media t-shirts?
Oh,
such as that you are wearing, Mr. Alba.
Thank you for asking, Selena. We appreciate it. You could go to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, and you can find this is my favorite shirt, by the way, that we put out, and it says tune into your community, and all these little circles represent the signals of our multiple stations, both the news talk like 93.5 The Tap here in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and also 105.7 CFW, our music station. So it represents all of our great music and news talk stations. You can see Civic Media covering the entire state. You go to civicmedia.us and get beautiful apparel like this. It makes life easier. You don't have to worry about what you're going to wear.
I have the exact same shirt, and yet somehow mine was defective. When I wear it, it looks more like it's in a funhouse mirror. There's a lot more curves to it. But.
And I don't even have one.
Oh,
what does that say about my standing?
You know what? Where's my keys? Heather, there's
where's
one,
the shirt?
No, I don't need it right now. I'll take it
in the truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have another one, though.
Yeah. We'll get you one. Yeah.
I never got the newer one, though.
We'll get you all swagged out.
I must have forgot to pick
it
up
right
the package.
Yeah, look at this.
Oh, awesome.
Right here. There we go.
Look at that.
Thanks.
You ask, we'll get you. Well, that's not the one of them.
Oh, not two acts.
Oh, that'd be mine.
Okay. All right. Before we go to the top of the hour here, Look, Kreitler's got it.
Perfect.
We mentioned this ad, Trigvi, yeah. The Lincoln Project did. It's 4 minutes long.
It is.
We usually don't play things quite this cuts this long audio, but I think it's so important. And Mr. Zomers, we played this once when it first came out. Am I correct in saying that?
No, this is a new one.
This is a new one. Or this is a new one. We played a different one from Lincoln Project. Let's listen to it, and then we'll come back and discuss it amongst Trigvi and Kreitler here. This is the new ad from the Lincoln Project, fresh off the carts.
November 5th, 2024. Donald Trump defeats a divided and dispirited Democratic campaign. On January 20th, 2025, Donald Trump is sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Unfortunately, he keeps his promises. Trump seizes control of a divided government, signing hundreds of executive orders implementing Project 2025. Trump replaces over 50,000 civil servants with hardline MAGA loyalists. The federal oath of office now requires declaring loyalty to the president, not the Constitution. Protected by the Supreme Court's grant of total immunity for official acts, Donald Trump orders the Department of Justice to arrest members of the January 6th Commission, current and former DOJ employees, and political opponents for treason, election interference, and conspiracy. He declares it to be an official act. Trump ends birthright citizenship by executive order and turns millions of American-born citizens into illegal aliens overnight. Mass deportations begin. Hundreds of thousands, including legal U.S. residents and American citizens, are imprisoned in newly built camps. Protests erupt. Trump addresses the nation from the Oval Office, invoking the Insurrection Act and declaring the protesters a danger to American sovereignty. He orders the National Guard to use deadly force to suppress the protests. In the wake of the bloody violence, Trump declares nationwide martial law, awarding himself new powers under the freshly signed American Sovereignty Protection Order, which defines protest of immigration policies as non-protected speech and a threat to national security. Governors in New York, California, Illinois, and elsewhere declare their opposition, promising to refuse compliance in their states. Trump orders their arrests. Trump pardons every January 6th attacker, including those who assaulted the police, and in a White House ceremony issues a new presidential medal honoring them. Many are given jobs in his administration. The Department of Education is renamed the Department of American Values and mandates a nationwide Christian nationalist curriculum for all schools receiving federal aid. Trump, joined by Speaker Mike Johnson and evangelical leaders, announces that the Department of Health and Human Services has reclassified mifepristone, making it illegal to distribute or prescribe, as well as new HHS regulations that make IVF treatments impossible to legally administer. Trump reverses one campaign promise by declaring a national abortion ban by executive order. Challenges to his authority are rejected by the Supreme Court, which has seen new appointments from Trump after it was expanded to 12 justices. He signs an executive order removing abortion records from HIPAA privacy regulations and announces a new federal data sharing program so states can monitor women's periods. Thousands are detained while crossing state lines under suspicion of seeking an abortion. Trump's acting Secretary of Defense, a disgraced ex-general, fires over 400 generals and admirals, leaving the military leaderless. Other Trump appointees purge the ranks of the CIA, FBI, and Department of Justice. By executive order, Trump withdraws the United States from NATO and ends Pentagon cooperation with Ukraine. Russian tanks enter Kyiv. Vladimir Zelensky is killed. It is announced that Trump will run for a third term, claiming he was unfairly cheated in the 2020 election. His Supreme Court ultimately agrees with this interpretation, paving the way for Trump's 2028 re-election. If you hear all this and believe it isn't possible, then ask yourself, what did you believe was impossible just 8 years ago? This isn't a fantasy. It's Trump's plan, and he's counting on you to believe it couldn't happen.
The incomparable Rick Wilson, co-founder of the Lincoln Project. We're going to get to Cam's phone call from Nina on the other side about the vice president, but Trigvi Olson, incredible, powerful audio there as Rick laid it out. I'll clean it up for radio to keep us FCC compliant, but that is not a load of crap. Everything that Rick said could happen.
Yeah, we dock it. it's all out there in the public domain. It's being said. You know, and it comes out of a conversation about autocratic intention signaling, and they tell you a lot of that is in Project 2025. Others are coming out from pieces of credible people who are engaged in that project who used to work for Donald Trump, and a lot of it comes from Donald Trump's own mouth.
And remember that a lot of this is, you know, Trump is old. Trump is old. Trump is not healthy. Trump does not take good care of himself. But if he sets the stage for this kind of autocracy, then it won't take much for, you know, a Marco Rubio, a Ted Cruz, somebody who you thought was above all of this, but who was so craven for power, to then follow in their footsteps and continue to execute this until some terrible day when we have to actually fight to get it back.
Think about the people that are on his list to be VP. J.D. Vance, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yep.
That's a great segue to hour number two. Cam, hang on the line if you can through the break. We'll take your call the other side. We'll discuss who Trump's VP could be and more. We're live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. Stay tuned.